God bless you. This is Dr. A. Jerome Butler, and welcome to the Power of Your Destiny, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. We're so happy that you're here with us. Our friends over in the land down under, down in Australia, God bless you. Our friends in Canada and out in L.A., our friends out in the Midwest, and our friends sweeping across the country, sweeping across the nation in the East Coast. We thank God for you there in Miami, Florida. We thank you all for all of our friends who are all over this world. You have made us one of the greatest nominated shows in 2016, and we want to thank you for your support, your love, and all that you've shared. God bless you from the bottom of my heart. You know, the Power of Your Destiny broadcast has been on for 4 years now, and everything that God has blessed us to be and do is because of you. The day that we can, that we're not offering you something, offering you content and people that we bring on the show to enhance your life, is the day we stop doing what we're doing. But for today, God bless you. Thank you all so much for this grand opportunity to share with you again, the power of your destiny. Now, look, we're going to have a great show today. We have Brother Bobby Smith with us, Pastor Bobby Smith, and he has a wonderful book that's out, has a wonderful ministry, and he's going to come on and he's going to tell us about his book. And the book is Unearned Suffering. That is a new book by Bobby Smith, and I tell you what, we're going to have a great discussion. We've talked with him. He has some great things that he's working on, a movie project. He's working on scholarships and things of this nature. Definitely a man on the move for the community and to make an impact. You know, we're all about making an impact, and if we can't make one for Jesus, then we have no reason to be here. So again, we thank God for you being here. It is May. I told the congregation this morning, you know, I know we're in the last days. We have to be in the last days. When I can walk out my house in November and it's 90 degree weather, and walk out my house in South Carolina, of all places, walk out of my house in South Carolina and it's 50 degree weather in May, you know, the word of God says that we won't know the seasons. And so I tell you what, it won't be long before Jesus comes. But while we have an opportunity, let us continue to spread this wonderful gospel to all the world. Look, on today, like I said, we're going to have Bobby Smith with us, but we're also going to do some pieces by Propaganda. The brother is just awesome. He is awesome. Some pieces by T.D. Jakes, some motivational pieces. And we just pray that you have a wonderful time with us here on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. Call someone and tell them we're on the air. The Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. You can call in at 347-215-8947. We'll be right back after these audio.
This is Reverend Timothy Williams, pastor of the Montmorency Missionary Baptist Church of Montmorency, South Carolina. You are tuned in to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.
Hey guys, I got you each a gift.
No way, Jesus, why?
Awesome. Well, I just love you guys, so I wanted to get you something.
Wow. So nice.
Laura, you first.
Wow, this is so exciting. Oh, will you look at this? A little 8-ounce can of Coke. This is perfect for me.
I looked everywhere to find a gift for you, and this just seemed to fit.
I love it.
Drew?
Yeah,
your turn.
All right. No way, Jesus. Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
20 ounces of Coke? Yeah, baby.
Woo!
This is awesome. Oh, Jesus, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Laura, we got to go show Richard our gifts. Come on.
Okay.
Hey, Laura, is there a problem?
No. I mean, well, yeah, kind of, you know, it's just that every time you give people gifts, you always give everyone else more than you give me.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, I open my gift and, oh, cute, 8 ounces, and then Drew opens his gift and, hello, 20 ounces.
Oh, I know what you mean. Well, that gift is for Drew.
Well, that's what I want. Go get it for me.
Okay, if that's what you want.
Yeah. I got a liter. Oh. I know it's 1 liter of God's sweet goodness. Jesus gave it to me.
He did?
Yes. Oh.
Okay, you know what? You're going to meet somebody with a bigger bottle, and you are going to be so mad.
Laura, check it out. I got an upgrade. Coke 3.0.
That is awesome.
I know.
Well, isn't that just great?
Yeah. Hey, Jesus, you rock.
Yes.
Thanks,
what
Drew.
Is wrong with you? Why are you holding back your best from me?
I gave you my best. Don't you see what's happening here? You're letting everyone else's gifts steal your joy.
No, Jesus, you are stealing my joy by giving everyone else more than you give me.
Laura, I picked this gift out for you. That's what I wanted you to see.
I don't care.
Until you can look past this, all you're going to see is a can of Coke.
Hi, this is Crystal Williams, host of Beauty Essentials, where we are bringing you, that's right, the man and the woman, timeless beauty for your mind, your body, and your spirit. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday and Friday evenings at 7 p.m., where you will be enlightened, inspired, and empowered, right here on the Christian Lifestyle Network. Stay beautiful, be you, and God bless.
So it is the dumbing down of ideas. And when ideas stop, economy stops, creativity stops, buildings, corporations all stop, because everything happens that's important to you between this year and this year. You are one thought away from a great reformation in your life, one thought away from being a millionaire, one thought from overcoming, one thought from starting a ministry, one thought from building a business, one thought for the cure for AIDS is one thought away. The cure for cancer is one thought away. You serve the Lord with your mind. You serve humanity with your mind. If you sow into the kingdom, you're not asking God to give you money. What is money? Give me a thought. Give me an idea. Give me a strategy. Give me a plan. You are one thought away from the greatest experience you have ever had in your life. You are one idea away. Your credit is not a problem. Your house is not a problem. Your car is not a problem. Your situation is not a problem. Your thoughts are the problem. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Do you have the courage? God says to Abraham, look out from where you are. He says, oh man, do you have the courage to think beyond the parameters of your present location? He said, look out. What do you see? I see the stars of heaven. Look out. What do you see? The sands of the earth. He said, what you see is what you'll be. You are creative because you were created in the likeness of a creator. You need to be creative to live your life to its fullest potential because you are a creator. God doesn't give you finished product because you need something to create. So God did not create the telephone. God did not create the computer. God did not create the automobile. God did not create a chair. He never made not one chair. He made a tree. He made steel. He made gold. He made air. God is going to give you the raw stuff to give you something to think about. So you look at it and say, what can I do with the stuff you gave me? Everything starts in the thoughts you think. You are no better than the thoughts you think. If you think little, you go little. If you think weak, you go weak. If you think up, you go up. One thought. Slap yourself in the head. One thought. That's how close you are. So now is the season for you to move distractions, confusion, turmoil out of the way to find a peaceful place where you can meditate and think, what am I going to do at this season in my life? What am I going to do with this age and stage? What could I do with the circumstances in my life? What would you do with what you have to make it better? One thought, if God whispers in your ear once every 10 years, it would change the last half of your life. He doesn't have to say something to you every day. It'll take you 10 years to work out what he said one time in your life. You are one thought away. God thought, I'll make me a world. He spoke.
You are listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
And we're back. This is Dr. Adrian. Wow, one thought away. Can you imagine only being one thought away from the greatest reformation in your life? Can you imagine God really, 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 this morning, and just really real quick, before we bring our guest on, this morning we've been doing a series called Knowing Jesus. And one thing we wanted to share with the congregation this morning was that all of the 12 disciples, the 12 as Jesus called them, the 12, and they get the names of apostles over in Revelations. But the 12, these 12 apostles that Jesus chose, each of them had different characteristics. Each of them had different styles and certain things in their lives. But there was one thing that each of them had. They had the faith to follow Jesus. They recognized their calling. They recognized the conversion, and they recognized the covenant relationship they had with Christ, which activated their faith, put them in a place to be kingdom thinkers. And that's what God is wanting. He wants kingdom thinkers. It's not just enough to walk out the door, go to work every single day, or walk out the door, go to school every single day. We're called to be kingdom thinkers. I love people who have fresh ideas, fresh a fresh anointing that can articulate what God is doing in their lives. And my next guest is that kind of person. Minister Bobby Smith, Pastor Bobby Smith. We'll get some clarification on that as we move forward. But he's here with us today, and he has written a riveting book called Unearned Suffering. And but before we get into that, we want him to introduce himself. So, Bobby Smith, are you there?
I'm here, Reverend. I'm here, Doctor.
Praise God. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So first of all, let us clarify, what is your official kingdom title? I would say, are you pastoring right now? Are you minister?
I am a servant who is just a minister. I've been an ordained minister since 1993, but I do not have a pastor. Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, wonderful. Well, like I said, we don't want to be offensive to anyone. We want to make sure that we recognize and give every one of God's children. When God elevates you, it is such a blessing when he elevates you to a certain place, and we want to make sure we recognize that. And speaking of that, we know that you've done some extensive work in the school system and things of that nature. So before we get started, would you introduce yourself to the Poverty Destiny audience for us?
It's my privilege and honor, Dr. Butler, to be a part of your radio broadcast tonight. I am Bobby J. Smith, also known as DJ Smith, and I'm the president and CEO of DJ Smith Entertainment. I'm the author of a novel which was published in 2001. We just celebrated our 15th year anniversary, entitled Unearned Suffering. It is a civil rights novel. And I'll give Dr. Butler a chance to go into it if he chooses. But I'm a longtime educator. Started out teaching high school, a year or two out of college, and I taught high school for a few years, and then I went to Jackson State and became a part of the faculty there as a history and political science professor. And I taught political science on the graduate level and taught history on the undergraduate level. I have three masters that I've earned. I have an undergraduate in political science, and my first master was in educational administration and supervision, and the second one was in history, and a third master's in workforce education leadership. And I've been part of the clergy, as I mentioned, since 1992. And so I'm just a long-time servant. That's who I am.
Amen. So we're so happy to have you here. We had some audio difficulty at the end there, but we're so happy to have you here with us. With your background in history and teaching, what really brought about the onus of bringing this book to life, Unearned Suffering? What was the catalyst for you to birth this book?
It was amazing that you would phrase that question that way, Dr. Butler, because it was during my tenure at Jackson State teaching freshman history that I first came into the knowledge of the fact that most of our students had no idea of what had happened in the struggle and how we had gotten, how we crossed over, how we got here. And there was, and not only that, more important than that, they had no interest in knowing about it. And so I knew that a textbook wouldn't do it. And my first desire was to write a script for a film, but we're talking about, 1994, 95. So this was way before all of the many black directors we have now in Hollywood. And I'm from the backwoods of South Mississippi, so I had no idea how to produce a film at that time. So someone counseled me on writing a book. And so how Honor and Suffering came into being. I wanted to create something that would educate a new generation. At least at that time, I thought that's what it was. I did not know then there would be a Trayvon Martin or Mike Brown or Sandra Bland and all these other cases that mirrors the story in the book in modern day history.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you would say that because, you know, unfortunately, I believe that there's some undercurrent that has never subsided. I truly believe there's some undercurrents within America that have never subsided, and I believe what your book has brought out, and also with the cases Trayvon Martin, the Mike Brown case, and some of these other cases have brought out, have always been there, but because of 24-hour, this is my analysis of it. With 24-hour news and the social media at a buzz and people wanting information at all times, the stimulus, this constant stimulus that people are desiring, I think it's now bringing these items to the forefront of what has been happening. I think it's always been there. But I think it's finally come to the forefront because of the social piece moving to information is just open for everybody at 24/7. Mm-hmm. And in your book, Unearned Suffering, you know, as you said, getting it in the hands of students, you know, 20-something years ago, and now they can probably remember, Dr. Smith had this book prior to. All the stuff that we see now, but I don't think it ever went away. And I know this is not our discussion for that. That's for another discussion. But your book is timely because, and King said, and I always quote this, you know, until there's justice anywhere is injustice everywhere. So your book is very timely. And so share with us some of the, you know, when your readers read Unearned Suffering, what is the expectation that they will come away with? What are you grasping for when someone reads this book? I know, as an academic, you know there's an academic piece for you, but for the layperson that just picks up your book, what do you want them to come away with after they read your book?
You know, Doc, stop seeing your spouse centrality. Life of beings in their quest for righteousness. And he called it unearned suffering. And the phrase that he used in this march on Washington and many other places, unearned suffering is redemptive. And he honestly believed that to suffer righteousness, to suffer for righteousness. Of course, he borrowed it from
the Galilean sailors he called Christ. He talked about Galilee, suffer for righteousness with a redeeming force that would be on.
And I'm sorry, Bobby, Mr. Smith, I'm sorry, you're fading here. We're having some difficulty hearing you. Okay.
Okay. What about now?
Yes. Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
Okay.
So when I wrote Unearned Suffering, the whole idea was to create a novel story around the idea that African Americans have suffered at the hands of racism, and incidentally, not necessarily white people, but racism itself, and raising it to a place that it needed to be challenged. And I wanted the book to tell the story, I thought, of the past sufferings that we had of the people. That was the whole idea that I thought, you know, when people read the book today and I go to speaking engagements, I get questions about whatever the current case is that just happened. Maybe
of course. Right.
That's some inspiration to writing the book. But, you know, it's a 15-year book, 15-year-old work. So I just wanted to educate people about what it would take if a person of color were murdered, if a black person, rather, were murdered. What would it take to get an indictment? Would you be able to get a fair trial? And, of course, I was talking about 1955 standards. I didn't think I was talking about 2000, you know, 2000.
Right.
I didn't think it was that kind of thing, but yeah.
Contemporary times, right.
Yeah.
But as we look at these consistently look at these cases that are in the news, and I'm the one good thing, and no loss of life is good, but it has started the conversation. It has started, I tell our congregation all the time, and I tell people that are over 40 all the time, and I believe it was either I forget who it was, either Socrates or some other philosopher, that protesting is not for the old. The old send young people to war.
Mm-hmm.
Young people protest and make change. And so
some of
the movements we see that have picked up the new mantle, what has discouraged me with certain groups such as Black Lives Matter and some of the other, the new Black Panther movement and all of this, is that those people who marched with King, those people who were there in the 60s, are now in their 60s, 70s, so on and so forth. And I've heard a lot of them say, these kids need to stop marching. And my answer to them is, well, that's what people were saying about you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because now that you're established, now that you have your pension, your Social Security, all of this other stuff that you're afraid of losing, you know, you see them as rabble rousers, you see them, but there is a legitimate argument to their plight. And they're not fighting, just like King and those marchers did. They're not just fighting for Black America. They're fighting for white America, for Indians, for Latinos. They're fighting for everyone that's going through injustice, no matter who they are. And yes, I threw whites in there as well, because there are some people who are economically disadvantaged that are white in the Appalachian Mountains and other places that go through just as much as we do. And I challenge people, as people are listening to our conversation, I want people to go back and look at the Baker Rebellion, where some of the oligarchy started these class and race, where they started. And I just challenge everybody, I just threw that nugget out there, to go back and take a look at the Baker Rebellion. But I'm sorry, Dr. Smith, we got off on a little tangent there.
No, okay.
It's interesting stuff that you know, it's in the headlines and something for us to talk about as we move forward in our intellectual discussions. But now you're doing some other things outside of, I mean, still dealing with the education, but you're doing some scholarships, and you have some movie projects that are going on. Could you share a little bit with us about your scholarship program that you have, and what led you to start this piece of your ministry, this piece of your business? What caused you to start that piece of what you're doing?
Absolutely. We have the Unearned Suffering National Essay Contest, which has already begun and will run through December 31st of 2017. And it has a three category. It has three categories that you can tie into it. Initially, it was going to be high school students. And, of course, there is a component just for high school students who enter the essay contest. And the contest is conducted, I guess you could think of it as districts, because there will be a winner every 3,000 contestants. And so when somebody enters the contest, they will only have to compete with 3,000 other contestants in order to become the first prize win. Sure. And that's the same thing in each category. And, of course, the next one is the Black College National Essay Contest, where all 102 Black HBCUs will be able to compete, and it will be divided the same way numerically. And then there's a contest for anybody, or someone, a pastor, a teacher, or a former teacher, just a person in general who wants to enter the contest. There's a category for those. Those prizes are $5,000. The HBCU and the general category is a $5,000 prize to win the contest. Of course, for the parameters and the guidelines for winning are all on the website. If you go to unearnedsuffering.com, that's, of course, UNEARNEDSUFFERING.com. But that's all part of what we call the Unearned Suffering Movie Campaign. And that is a national campaign that we've launched to raise the money to create the film Unearned Suffering. And we have just begun that process with the essay contest.
Okay.
And there
Go
ahead, Doc.
No, I was going to say that's fine. If you can, I want to keep their mouths watering till after the break. When we come back, we'd love to talk a little bit more about the essay contest and also the movie that you're still. Is that still in the works of producing a movie?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we definitely want to talk about that. Keep in mind, audience, this gentleman hit the scenes way before we had, and I know some of my audience, some of my ladies will not like what I'm getting ready to say. They won't like it. Before we had, this big 6'4" drag dressing guy called Madeer and those movies and those plays that Minister Bobby Smith was already out there with playwriting and things of that nature. So preceded some of those things kind of around the same time, if I'm correct in my history, around the same time with Spike Lee's stuff and some of the other producers that are presently out there right now or have been out there in the past. Your work either preceded that or came along not too long after that. So
yeah,
when we come back, we want to talk a little bit about your movie, and I know some of our churches and some other people want to know how they can get involved with this wonderful essay contest.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you'll stay with us till after the break, we are talking with Minister Bobby Smith. Gentlemen, oh man, like I told you guys all the time, I love to talk with people who have fresh ideas, with people who have just a great intellectual palate that are looking to do great things in the community. And we're talking with this gentleman who's written a book 15 years ago, Unearned Suffering, his book kind of the Word of God said there's nothing new under the sun. It's kind of revolved back, to some of the violence and things that have gone on in our community against African Americans. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about his essay contest and his movie. You never know. I just completed a movie. It's out on DVD now. just paying a little bills real quick. And it's called Faith Song. You know, we have a cameo in there also with Marcus Lattimore, who is the outstanding great for South Carolina football, as well as he played for San Francisco. And so he's in the movie as well. And there's a few little cameos with a young lady I just celebrated an anniversary with. She was an extra, my lovely wife, and our little daughter as well was in this movie. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about Bobby Minister Smith's movie, and also about his ministry and other things that he's doing. So stay with us. You are listening to The Power of Your Destiny, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. Call someone and tell them we'll have the phones open, 347-215-8947. If you have any questions for Minister Smith, if you have any questions for him about his book, his movie, or anything that he has done, he's been in the educational system, has done some great, powerful things in our community and done some great things for God. And we want to recognize this guy and let people know that God is still in control and God's still doing some things, great things that he's doing with him. So stay with us until after these audios, and we'll be right back. A little tongue-tied there. Y'all pray for me, okay? Love you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Krista Williams, host of Beauty Essentials, bringing you timeless beauty for your mind, body, and spirit. And now you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
Engage a page, turn a burner stage to fragrance. Raise it similar to native sages, saging. Unlocking a cage of praises for Rock of Ages. Let random rambling rappers rant and raving. Inflame verbs to your nerve endings. Literally feeling these words in my tendons. And rattling occupants of the venue sinews. While the eulogy be orchestrating continuous crescendos. Excellent, been down since Exodus. Like what if the Egyptians and Israelites joined forces? That would force a forfeit. And it's hard to drive hard when your hard drive keeps needing a force quit. To learn to speak immigrants, yep. The language of the broken, like the system in their English. I speak with heaven's accent, angelic dialect. Repping my coast as if that spirit realm had ocean. Excellent, that's what you should expect from us. Least we can do to say thank you for how we blessed us. All else is blasphemy. Disagree, get at me. And he with low standards don't get no mics on. The stage that I stand on to battle with the stakes for the rights to keep the mic for a couple more bars. No YouTube channels for rap battles or cash prizes. Just keeping you cool when heat rises. Nick breaks, concussions, gashes, and bruises. It's real manhood with the monthly bills to prove it. Start with me, my art archery aims for the dark meat. Your albums are full of more fights than Shark Week. Excellent, my right ear remains with such serious symbolism. Styles are plenty. Pages get the let out like Jimmy. Homie, I am not kidding, there's no play day. Muscled up a hustle, a street name, the DBA. Excellent.
Of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be
You are listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
The first voice you heard there was Propaganda. You know, I love his stuff. You know, you guys. I know, somebody would say, well, you know, you're a little old for that. But I tell you what, I love some of this new stuff that some of the young Christian artists have. And I kind of think a little bit different. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm not going to apologize for loving some country music and loving some gospel and jazz. So my palate is a little bit of spread across there. So I really, really love that gentleman's work. And also, I'm a disciple, bottom line. I'm not going to apologize. I'm not here to be politically correct. I'm not here to allow anyone to press me down in any way possible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm here to make a difference. I've been called with purpose and power. My faith is increased because the need for me has been pulled out of the universe and God spoke me into existence. For we are fearfully and wonderfully made to do his will and his work. He knows what he wants for you. And he has crowned your head with wisdom and anointing. My brothers and sisters, we're back here on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. Let me give you a little bit of my upcoming itinerary. If you go to our website, zionsbridge.com, you'll have an opportunity. I don't think we've updated it, but you'll have an opportunity to see some of our upcoming engagements. On May 21st, we'll be speaking at Pin Creek Baptist Church. That is in Sumter, South Carolina. And on the 16th of May, we will be featured on WBPI TV 49 in the Augusta, Georgia market. We'll be talking about my latest book, Managing the Miracle, as well as the movie that we're in, I just spoke about, called Faith Song. So we'll for those of you that are listening, I'm going to give you some heads up. If you go to the television station and the broadcast starts at 10 o'clock a.m. Yes, 10 o'clock a.m. I know some of you guys work, but starts at 10 o'clock a.m. and goes on to 12. It's a two-hour show. And then it rebroadcasts again at 8 o'clock as well as at 12 o'clock, but it will be on our Facebook page. We'll share it on our Facebook page. You know, that's A. Jerome R. Butler. And we'll share it on our Facebook page, and you'll have an opportunity to hear me closely. If you purchase a book from WBPI, the first five people that purchase a book to support that ministry, I will bless you with a DVD of Faith Song. So the first five people that purchase books through WBPI, that the television station, and that's going to be at 10 o'clock that morning, my new book, Managing the Miracle, we will also give you a DVD for free. Now, I believe, don't hold my feet to the fire, I believe they're going to sell the books for $20. And so you are truly, truly getting, if you follow my ministry, if you're purchasing resource material from me, you're doing your Bible study with us, you're doing some of the things that we're doing, then you already know you're going to get a powerful, powerful piece of resource material out of Managing Miracle, as well as some visual art through Faith Song, great movie that we are in. So again, first five people that purchase books on WBPI on the 16th of May, you will receive free of charge. You know, it'll be like a combo package. The first five will get the DVD for free. With that said, we have our Minister Bobby Smith with us. And at the top of at our break, we were talking about what brought about his book, Unearned Suffering. And we also talked about the essay. But now, Minister Smith, tell us about this movie. Where are we at with this movie, and how long before it comes out? Can you divulge anything? How far are you with it? And just share with us, you know, what's going on with the movie. I'm excited. I, I'm I'm a shutterbug and a movie. You know, I love watching movies. So feed my palate, my brother. What we have coming up here?
We can barely hear you.
I apologize.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Is that better?
That is better. Okay.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let me know if it's fine. I'm at my hotel, but
that's fine.
I'm in the lobby here, so got a lot of room. I can move around if I need to.
I got you.
But is that okay?
But we got you five by. We got you.
Okay. The idea for the national essay contest emanated from the need to raise funds for the movie. And so if you participate in the essay contest, you will be helping finance films. It is one of the components. We are connected to some potential investors right now and working on possibly getting an A-list actor to sign on with us to be in the film, which will open up a lot of financing doors. But we are at the beginning of this whole process. It kind of looks good. I'm not sure what's going to happen because I've been working on this project off and on for the last 5 years. So it's an up and down business. But we do know for a fact that the essay contest will produce quite a bit of money. Right now, our goal is to get upwards of 1,000 black churches to participate with us as partners. And what that means is if a church deems the book to be an appropriate thing that they want to associate with and they think it ought to become a film, then they sponsor the people within their church who want to participate in the essay contest by just simply spending $30 purchasing a book. And of course, every time somebody buys a copy of the book, it puts us closer to raising the money we need for our film. Now, of course, we're doing a couple of things when somebody does this. A lot of things, really, that's never been done before. Our goal is to make Unearned Suffering the most widely read book of this generation of millennials. That across the country, everybody will know somebody who read the book when we're finished. Because it'll be in high schools, it'll be in the black college, and then it'll just be out in the general population. But in so doing, you know, we hope that we will be able to sell 1.5 million copies of the book. And selling 1.5 million copies of the book, of course, is $45 million. And even if we didn't have any investors, we'd be where we need to be. But we'll have some before the end. But the essay contest certainly puts us in a position to bargain and not go hat in hand and beg for the money. Really, we're doing a lot of things, and one of them is we're creating a new paradigm in black filmmaking because we've written a book that's timely, that's relevant, and that will really be timeless. There will probably never be a time that it's not applicable to the lives of black people. So people will continue to read the book. The essay contest will go on even after the film is over or has been made because it's something people need to read. And it gives students a chance to compete, and it brings up new leaders. Now, that brings me to something else about Dr. Butler that I really want to get in here. We've got 102 black colleges still in existence, and of that number, about 98 grant four-year degrees. I am a black college. I'm a lover of black colleges because it made me. I got my degrees from there, from those schools, and I also taught in two black colleges. But the thing is, we're going to each black college that participates in this contest, we're going to select the top 25 essays from that school. Those top 25 essays will be published in a book. And if you go on the website, see what we ask them to talk about. We ask them to do a couple of things. They have a choice, kind of option thing. But one of the things we ask them to do is pick any case. It can be a case we've heard about or something we've never heard about. And we'll discover all those thousands of cases that you mentioned, Doc, that are out there. But you pick a case, you write an essay comparing story of unearned suffering to that case. And of course, there's some other things they'll talk about in there.
The other option is they can compare the book to the Emmett Till case. And I chose that case because of what it means in our history. And Emmett Till's mother was a personal friend of mine before she passed. We were writing our book at the same time. And that's another story I'd love to tell one day, and how we became friends. But Jesse Jackson introduced us, and we became friends. And so, anyway, this essay contest will produce, hopefully, about 100 different books. And these books will be comprised of students from our HBCUs. And I can only imagine what that book is worth to the alumni, the current students who go there, the faculty, and the community at large. And so it's going to be an interesting thing that's going to happen out of this. We'll discover some new writers, and we'll bring forward, and that's all part of what the B.J. Smith Entertainment Group is all about. It's a ministry not just of making money, but making people and helping people become who they were called to be, and those give up a platform for people to come on to and get discovered without having to chase, you know, forever to get there. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, Minister Smith, this is very, very, it's riveting, it's interesting. And I say again, I've had Pulitzer Prize winning authors on our show, and we've had up and coming gospel artists and artists, and I love the way you think, my brother. This is really what is needed. It is fresh. It is another way to approach a need. And I know it has God's hand on it. I said before, you know, one of the chapters I have in one of my books is passion produces power. And so you have passion for this, and it's producing, it is going to produce momentum as T.D. Jakes said earlier, all you need is one idea. And you have a one idea that has snowballed into something that I think that is going to be phenomenal. Would you tell the audience how they can contact you, how they can, do you have, what are these fundraising sites? I forget what they're called. I'm getting a little long in the tooth. So, GoFundMe, you know, do you have like a GoFundMe going on? People contact you for the, to purchase the book, your website, if they want to contact you to bring you in to speak or tell them about the program, the essay contest? First of all, do you travel? Where are you based out of? And if you, you know,
I'm based out of Atlanta, and I travel. I've been from New York to D.C. New York to L.A. and all points in between. So I do travel all over doing speaking engagements. But they can contact me two ways, actually. I'm going to give them three ways. They can go to the website, of course, which, again, is unearnedsuffering.com, and that's UNEARNEDSUFFERING. And it's the title of the book. Titleofthebook.com, unearnedsuffering.com. You can also contact me at unearnedsuffering@gmail.com. If you want to contact me by email, if you want to reach me by phone, I'll give you a number that you can reach me. You can post a message, or you can text me if you would dose me. And this is one of my numbers you can reach me at, and that's 601-405-6374. Again, that's 601-405-6374. There is a number posted on the website that you can dial that will follow me as I'm around the country, and you can take that as well on that number. So there's all kinds of ways you can reach me. And you can buy the book on the website. It's $30 with shipping and handling. It's $36.95. And so if you go, you'll see on the site the opportunity to purchase the book on the right-hand side, and you click there. And you put your debit card down and you can purchase the book. Right now, it's a 2 to 3 week wait on getting the book. Hopefully, that'll change and it is down to about a week. But right now, that's what it is. But you will get the book.
Now, So let me ask you a question, because you're going to find this, you may not find this funny. We haven't had an opportunity to really get to know each other yet. Out of our 60,000 listeners a week, we have about 30% of our listeners are from Australia. Believe it.
Believe oh, it wow.
Or not. We have a big listening audience in Australia. We have some that's in England, and I would say we have another 33%. It almost sounds like we're back in the day when we had the 33, you know, the records. Anyway, another 33% out of Canada, and then the rest here in the U.S. So now, with your book, is there any international shipping? Because I'm you know, we want to make sure that if people are listening all over the world, if they're in England, Australia, Africa, Canada, if they're listening to the show, we want to make sure they have an opportunity to get the book. And so do you at this time ship internationally? And if you don't, should they be looking at paying shipping handling? How would that handle, or have you been approached with that yet?
Well, yeah, we will ship the book internationally.
Okay.
The charge in the United States is $6.95. And I believe the international charge right now is set at it's either $9.99 or $7.99. I've got to check that in order the book. Of course,
okay.
Canadian price is different. I'd have
of
to
course.
Go back and look at what it is. I'm sorry that I can't tell you exactly what it is, but
we just want to make sure we could ship international. That's all. You know,
yeah.
We just want to make sure that the audience that's listening, people that are listening, that support this radio ministry station. And can have an opportunity to get your book and you know, maybe be a part of the essay contest. I don't know if it's just open to people in America, or if you get an essay from somebody in London, will they qualify?
The general category is open to anybody.
Okay, great.
The general category is open to anybody, actually. Yeah. We'd love to have international winners.
Wonderful. Well, that would be just awesome. That would be awesome. So you guys hear that there's no restriction. The essay contest is worldwide. And so as you're listening to us in your prospective countries and places and states, please be a part of this. And this essay contest is going to help some students. It's going to help to get this movie that Minister Smith has in his spirit. And he's written about, because I'd love to see it, and I'm sure it would be a great success. And the beautiful part is, you know, if you get 100,000 or more people to buy the book, you've already got a basis, an audience already laid out before the movie ever comes out. So that's a beautiful idea. Beautiful idea.
Most definitely. I want to say one thing if I can, Doc.
Sure, please.
We want to, those of you who are listening out there who may happen to be pastors, and certainly you're probably a church member somewhere, we need 100 churches to get on board with this campaign in the next 6 days. And that is the goal that I work by every day, of getting 100 churches on board in the next 6 days. And that, for those, you know, that started May 1st. That goal. So we're not in the summertime, so we won't be working with high school students. We will be working with the black colleges, but right now we're focused on getting black churches plugged into us who want to support this campaign in any way they can. And there's no number of students that you have to sponsor in order to be a part of the campaign. So if you go talk to your pastor, put them on the website, and by all means, you can go to the website and read the first two chapters. 51 pages are available to be read, and you can judge for yourself what you think about it. All you do is go to the Honor and Suffering Movie Campaign link. There it is, page chapter 1 and 2. So please read it. You can sample the work before you buy it. And I encourage you to do that. That's what you want to do, because it'll make you want to buy it. I promise you that. I just want to throw that in, Doc.
Well, I appreciate it. We've gone to the site. I think it's very well done, very well presented, from our perspective, we'll sit down and talk with you. I know our church, we openly support Morris College, and also Allen University, two HBCUs that we openly support already. So it's something that that's at the heart of our ministry and the heart of what we're already doing. But we will definitely be talking and seeing what we can do. If nothing else, I know we will at least come on board with some books, at least to enter some people into the essay contest. We have about three more minutes, Minister Smith. Do you have anything else you want to share before we get off the air? Also, if you would, one more time. I know it's I'm habitual. Mm-hmm. I can make some of my I can acerbate some of my my guests. I need you to give us your contact information one more time and share with us any parting thoughts that you have before we go.
When you go to the website, you'll see a copy of the book. The cover model for my book is actually Mary M. Smith. And the prize, if you win the essay contest in any category, you'll get an award along with the money. It's actually a cash prize that can be used as a scholarship or buy a car, I guess that's what you want to do with, because it's going to be cash money. Anyway, the Mary M. Smith Prize is named in honor of my mother, who passed this past August. She was a longtime educator, and she created the ground that I stand on. So she lives on now through this contest. You see her picture there, and I have to keep reminding people every time I do book signing that it's not a true story, because when they see it, they zero in on that. But I wanted to mention that, and you'll see that more about her on there as well. Sorry, Doc.
Right.
But the contact information again, if you want to reach me by phone, 601-405-6374. Again, that's 601-405-6374. And there is a number on the website as well. And the website, again, is UnearnedSuffering.com, which is UnearnedSuffering.com. And the email address is UnearnedSuffering@gmail.com. Through one of those
means,
you ought to start everything.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, we thank you so much, Minister Smith, for sharing your book, your ministry, your goals to make this film, the essay contest, and all that you have in your coffers. Your quiver is full, for sure. Your quiver is full. We just thank you so much for sharing with us, and we definitely want to connect with you and have you come back on the show at a later date to share some updates with us on the movie and also with the essay contest.
I'm privileged and honored, Dr. Butler, to be on the show and to be a part of connecting with your guests. And I appreciate you all listening to us talk about this over this time. And we look forward to having you as part of the campaign. And let's make history. It's already
wonderful. Wonderful. Amen. That was Minister Bobby Smith. And as we said, he has a book, Unearned Suffering, and a ministry essay contest, and also a film. This week, as you go out, share love with someone. Be the catalyst to change somebody's life through love. Remember that Jesus loves you, and we do too. Keep in mind to love God, love life. Keep the light on. We'll see you next time.
Then heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss. My heart turns violently inside of my chest. And I don't have time to make